The Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers with a nifty little number which was composed by Ornette Coleman called Ramblin'. It's a title track from their 1966 LP of the same name. Jack Wilson, of course, is on piano. Roy Ayers is on vibes. Monk Montgomery on bass, and Varna Balo on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Beatrice Lead, and your former president is not quite happy at the moment. He is stung by the decision that was made to censor him in a way. He thought he was just going to continue doing what he's doing, running his propaganda as information on, he was going to be able to tell people the story from his point of view, which is the only point of view that you need to know, because it's the truth. Ah, did I say that? Donald Trump and truth? In the same sentence. But anyway, a board that overlooks the operations of Facebook said, no, we can't allow you to continue, at least not for the moment. We'll have to regroup. We'll have to study the matter a bit more and find out whether, and determine, I should say, not find out, but determine whether you violated and in what ways you had violated specific rules concerning the use of Facebook to reach a larger public. So that's what just came down not too long ago. And Trump is fighting mad. And I understand why. I mean, he was president. He could do whatever he wants. And he's now making it to be a constitutional issue. His rights are being violated, for crying out loud. And he's not going to have it. Well, he has to have it. It's interesting how this president, former president, continues to ignore rules. Rules are not made for him. He hasn't any obligation to follow rules. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. And he's to be left alone. But today, that Facebook advisory board said, no, we cannot allow you to continue in the vein in which you have become accustomed, where you're breaking all kinds of rules for using Facebook. Everybody has to abide by the rules, because when you don't abide by the rules, we, Facebook, we suffer. And that's not what it's about. We hold everybody to some kind of a standard that they will not engage in certain things. And of course, Trump used Facebook and his access to Facebook to drum up support for that January 6th melee at the nation's capital. He's used it to attack people. He's used it to disseminate incorrect or just downright lying information. He doesn't care. He should be allowed to do whatever he wants to do. So that fits neatly into where we're going today. And where exactly is that? I wanted to talk about Donald Trump today because this guy is amazing. It's amazing how much leeway he has gotten with this phony idea that he has, remember I told you, he had set up what I call the parallel presidency. I told you that. What do you think now? Is it a parallel presidency or what? He moved his operations to Mar-a-Lago, and that story isn't finished either. House is located, has to determine whether he's there illegally or not, based on a contract he signed many years ago that allows him to stay at Mar-a-Lago under certain conditions and for a very small bit of time. He was not, according to the terms of that contract, to become a permanent resident there. The people of Mar-a-Lago apparently took him basically to the local authorities and said, this guy is not supposed to be here on a permanent basis, and we want him out. He couldn't get to that. He couldn't, Trump just couldn't compute that. I own this property. Yeah, but you signed, you agreed that you will not be here as a permanent resident. And we are not willing to accommodate you as a permanent resident for all kinds of reasons, including increased traffic. And we have the security issues, and we have all kinds of issues that we did not, that's not the the reason we spent all this money to buy property at Mar-a-Lago, so that you could come here and ignore our rights to live happily and impose on us by your virtue, by the virtue, sorry, of your being here. We have to now adjust to a different kind of life. It ain't going to happen. And so they took it to the local board. And that's where it is. It appears that things weren't going in Trump's favor. It appears that the board will rule that Trump is violating the terms of a contract that he signed. And the people at Mar-a-Lago are not very, very pleased. But this isn't the first time, you see, that he's had this kind of a run-in. What he wants to do, and this is why earlier on, months ago, when I talked about it, I talked about Trump setting up a parallel presidency. Mar-a-Lago is, for all intents and purposes, as he sees it, his White House. After all, he just sank a lot of money into repairing and bringing it up to snuff. It's a historic property, but he still is not allowed to be there the way he wants to be there. He's not allowed to do that. So that's a court case that's pending. And he will lose. No question he would lose. So he's running out of options. How do I live? He can't live at Trump Tower in New York City or any other Trump property right now. He is, he's not welcome. And for a lot of other reasons, including the fact that he has huge outstanding debts with regard to these properties, which he hasn't yet paid. It hasn't been settled in court yet. So he can't move into any of these properties. The only property that he had available to him was Mar-a-Lago, and he could hide behind the stateliness of the estate, having just poured more money into upgrading. But don't be fooled. People are watching him and they're saying, it's nice that you fixing up the joint, but you can't be here. We don't want you here. You have got to find someplace else to go. But where does a man go when he owes so much to so many? He doesn't have a home. That's a big secret of Donald Trump. So a lot of this is putting on airs and trying to divert people's attention, as if to say, well, I have a very presidential property in Florida. They say, yeah, but you can't stay there. So that is ongoing. He's got lots of debt. And it appears that his creditors are not willing, at least at this stage, to negotiate these debts. They apparently want every penny that they owed, because Trump has lied so much. He has misrepresented so much just to get over. And one of the ploys might just be that he is pleading now that he has lost so much revenue because he had to pump it into being president. There was so much stuff that he had to do still to be president, and he's not as liquid as he might have allowed them to think. So these cases, and there are many, and there are other private cases as well, people he owes money to, people he has stiffed, people he has pretty much signaled that he does not intend to pay them back. He is not the best character out there. And he does not enjoy a good reputation out there. So people are not inclined to give him a little bit of elastic, you see. They're being rough, they're being resolute, and they want their money. What Trump has decided to do is to create yet another illusion. Of course, he has been thrown out of office, and he still wants to be able to sell his attachment to the White House as if it were real and ongoing, because that would factor in greatly in cashing in on the cachet of being president. He's not a president. He's not elected to anything. He's out on his butt. But he's still running the scam that he's a mover and shaker. He can get things done. He can do favors. He's got money. If he doesn't have it now, it's coming in. Yeah, money's coming in. No, it's not coming in. His hotels are in serious trouble. People are not booking at Trump Tower or any other Trump property as they were before. And he has earned a reputation of being a very unprincipled person all of his business life. And now so that he has to reconstruct his life, how does he translate or turn what he used to be an owner of this, he used to be a partner of that, he no longer is. How does he spin his wealth so that he could continue to be in the money? That is what makes him so untrustworthy. That's what makes his reputation, it's just in the mud right now. But he still has to survive as he sees it. I'm going to survive no matter what. No matter what impediments you put in my path, like Gloria Gaynor says, I will survive. And he aims to do just that. So, how is he doing that? Well, we know that Trump has, along with presenting himself as the parallel president, he has taken charge of the Republican Party. He just owns it now. It's his. And he can do with it whatever he wishes to do with it. And he's doing a lot with it, parlaying his supposed control, utter and complete control of the Republican Party, and translating or attempting to translate that into, well, I could get things done just the same. I still have my contacts. I still have influence. I still have power. And we could get things done. That doesn't seem to be going over outside of the party as much. But within the party, you still have people who are super ambitious. And Trump is very popular within the Republican Party. So they stay close to him, or at least make it look so. That, of course, they have to pay for. He's charging money for everything right now. At his properties, $9 for a Coke, which he has urged a boycott of. Apparently something went wrong and he was miffed. And he's urging a boycott of Coca-Cola, which he drinks like no tomorrow. See, basic contradictions in his actions and his beliefs. But it's $9 every time you drink a Coke at a Trump property. But he's in bad shape. And he cannot allow people to know how bad it is, because that will sink him in a New York minute. So he's keeping up appearances. His sons, who also are under various types of investigations, they have to watch their P's and Q's. They're no longer as careless as they used to be, because they see indications that, you know, the authorities are not playing. This round, it's not playing. They are serious, and they're coming after Trump. So Trump is in a bad way in terms of liquidity. He has no money. The money is drying up. He doesn't own certain properties anymore, so he can't sell them off. And he is reckless to the point where he has endangered his own longevity in business. He has stiffed people. Money that he owes. He refuses to pay his bills. He is not trustworthy as a business partner. All these things are now adding up. And there is a move, and there has been a move, of people he used to associate with who no longer want to be associated with him. So he sets up what I had called a parallel presidency. It's not real, but he makes it look like it is real. By putting his imprimatur on things that he really doesn't own. He doesn't own it. He doesn't own this, he doesn't own that. But he will be pictured, for example, playing golf at one of the properties that he is just about to be dispossessed of. And that's for public consumption. He's running a scam. He's running a scam to give the impression that he's just fine, thank you very much. He's prosperous, he's making money, he's hanging out with the hoi polloi as he used to. Nothing really has changed. Everything is just fine. But it isn't. And then come the mountain of lawsuits. Trump and his organization are facing a ton of lawsuits. People who he had not paid, people he intends not to pay, people he can't pay, and lots of business quarrels are occurring because there is a sense that before he signed these contracts or business arrangements, he made it appear that he had every intention of living up to the terms and conditions of these contracts. But missed payments, ignoring payments, so forth, these things are happening now. And he has to have an explanation for it because, you know, that's a crime, a big crime. He has these cases that are being investigated, most recently the one with, it looks like it's directed at, what's his name? Oh my God, I just had it and went right out of my head. Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani. But it's really indirectly directed at Trump. Giuliani needs help. He doesn't have the kind of money to basically see these lawsuits all the way through. He can't pay for the lawyers, the kinds of lawyers that are now needed to defend him. So he has to look for monies from somewhere. He can't anymore look to Trump. Trump has his own problems. These mounting debts that he has, much of it were incurred with false intention, a misrepresentation of what he is truly committed to doing. Now they're coming due. Where do you go? Your name is mud. Nobody wants to give you any money because that is, you might as well just throw it through the window. And now he finds himself in a quandary. So he's up to yet new scams to generate money. And this is where we have to focus. What are the new scams that Trump is doing? Well, for one thing, as the president, the parallel president, remember I told you about that, he has established a White House in Florida. People will go to see him, will go there to see him. Very luxurious property. Everything looks on the up and up, but it isn't. And the schmoozing and the discussions and so forth, and people fall for that. And they sign on the dotted line. They think, in some cases, that they're in partnership with Donald Trump, that they're in these business deals together. And in some cases, they have to pay upfront for their share and for the expectation that Trump will continue to be a partner. So he's making money that way. He's demanding upfront payments to commit to certain projects. I mean, it's a regular, when you look at it, it's just basic rattiness, a basic rattiness to how he does business. So that at any time, if it comes to it, he could walk away and not suffer major penalties. That's the way he traditionally organizes his business affairs. I could just I'd get the money and I would walk away. In this situation, as the parallel president, I mean, he's been sending people to meet with foreign governments and so forth, just like he has a regular, just like he has a regular job in the White House, and people are making appointments to come and see him because there are certain things they need his help with. After all, he's a president. And don't think that those visits are for free. There will be fees charged, consulting fees or donations to the president's party and initiatives the president wants to do. And they would want to be associated with that. That costs money. And there you are. This is how he's living now. He's a full-fledged con man. So when is this going to crumble? And what will make it crumble? What will make it crumble? Well, we saw today when Facebook says, we are not going to carry you on Facebook anymore. And that was because of specific violations. And those violations have to do, I mean, they're not saying it out loud, but ultimately they have to do with the ability to generate money. Trump is all about raising cash right now. He doesn't have the money he used to. At least he used to lie and tell people he had. But now it's become a matter of urgency. And so anything that helps him place himself in the public eye as a person capable of getting certain things done, which, you know, just so happened, it just so happens that these things that he's contemplating require funding. Everything requires funding, lots of funding. And I don't need to tell you that it will inevitably be the case that a lot of the funding will find its way in other channels. That's how they do things. That's where Donald Trump is right now. He's in a very precarious position. And yet he still has to keep the lie, or the lies, plural, alive. He has to convince people that there's nothing wrong with him psychologically. And we know that that is the first big lie. Donald Trump is a very ill man. His own niece, who is a licensed psychologist, has written a book warning people that her uncle is in bad shape psychologically. We had a group of esteemed psychological experts tell us, warn us, and they titled their report on Donald Trump as A Duty to Warn. They warned us that this man is very, very far from reality and normalcy. There's something wrong with this president. You notice that that is no longer discussed. And it got very short shrift when it was timely to discuss it. You have a president who is obsessed with himself. None of the things that I've talked about have anything to do with what people in his orbit are experiencing. Like Giuliani, who was just busted doing work for Donald Trump. Well, I know he was a prosecutor in the Southern District. He was said to be one of those hardliners, and he went working for Trump. But guess what? He's on the skids right now financially and facing serious consequences. So even the people who came to Donald Trump's, into his orbit, supposedly to be part of whatever it is he was building, have found themselves holding the bag, and they can pay a very high price. I know Rudy Giuliani isn't sleeping at night. Every time you see a picture of Rudy Giuliani now, he's wiping his brow. Even to the point where you see the hair dye dripping down the side of his face. But this is Trump, quintessential Trump. He is not going to pay attention to any obligation that he believes, that what ordinarily people would believe that he has to those people who have supported him. He is completely now focused on himself, and it requires a lot of money. He has these pending cases. Don't forget, one of the wonderful things about Trump as president, this nation was so proud to support Donald Trump, was that he's awaiting trial on sexual assault charges. Okay, Patricia from New York, you're on the line. Finally, we have hope.
Yes, yes. Now, you know I'm not going to leave you till after, till it's 2 o'clock.
Well, thanks. You know, I have no idea what technologically what goes on, but they're explaining to me the call just, the line just went dead. And I don't understand that. But anyway, we have some minutes that you can have to talk about this question today.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised at Trump's strategy at the moment. I mean, it really is nothing more than an elaborate Ponzi scheme to weaponize his perceived power and influence, because we have to admit, if nothing else, he does have a very loyal following, maybe not necessarily in the Republican Party. I mean, we have to, I think, separate support and following support from actual belief and following. But amongst the community extended from the party, he does garner considerable support. And so his goal right now is just to create this elaborate Ponzi scheme to weaponize that support, to get money, because he's going to need a whole lot of it. And this is how you do it. I mean, when you look at Ponzi schemes like Bernie Madoff, it took over a decade before people realized what was going on. And that's because whomever is the architect of these Ponzi schemes are very good. They understand human psychology and they understand human behavior. And that's really what makes a Ponzi scheme successful.
That's true. What do you predict in the near term would become of Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump is going, he's going to be the last man standing. He's just going to continue on his normal path until someone says stop. He's just going to continue. Okay. He does not have another playbook. He only knows one playbook, and he's going to continue until that playbook ends.
I agree. I think so, too. Thanks, Patricia, for your call today. Gwen, you're on the air.
Sorry, knocking down the whole house. Hi. I didn't give up on you, Patrice. Okay? I sat right here, and I waited for you because I knew you'd come back because you were on a roll, baby. I'm so sorry that you got cut off, but I am not surprised, and I don't know about these computer glitches and things like that. You're talking about a deity to the right. I have some bad news for Mr. Trump, and that is that, believe it or not, on the way to the dentist yesterday, Chuck Schumer happened to be in our neighborhood, believe it or not. But I got the chance to ask him about something that's really been troubling me, because Trump got rid of the Clean Water Act. And when he got rid of that, what he did was he allowed developers to develop on any piece of land that wasn't moving. So there was no protection for the wetlands at all. And this is really important because we began to have extreme flooding where my parents live. And literally we were seeing like places that were forests turn into dead forests. And so the good news is, and the bad news for Trump, is that yesterday Biden did reinstate the Clean Water Act. And I know that that probably doesn't sound like much to people, but it is a huge, huge, big deal. It's going to cut down on this overdevelopment, and the overdevelopment is what is causing, is helping along global warming in a big way. So I'm glad that Trump's not getting his way. Oh, I forgot to ask you at Christmas, did you want a Trumpy bear?
No, thanks. No, thanks. I can live without that.
I couldn't believe I told my mother, I said, Mom, they're selling something on TV now called the Trumpy bear. Do you want one? She said, only if I can poke it with a lot of holes. My mother really, really hates him.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't be that nice to her Trumpy bear. Okay, so that was the, I guess, the thing about Trump. And one other thing I wanted to say is I'm so glad to see Giuliani's being picked up because he's such a piece of crap in his moral values. I heard that when he was running around on his wife Donna, he tried to kick her out of the mansion, Gracie's mansions in New York, and when she wouldn't leave, he started bringing vendors in there to sell like all kinds of weird things, literally in her home, and he allowed the whole thing to fall into disrepair. So, believe it or not, I mean, I don't like Bloomberg, but he said it was in such a shambles that he wouldn't even live there. So, I think that any man that does that, I mean, his wife was his first wife, Donna Hanover, was not a nasty person. She was probably a very nice person. Now, the woman he hooked up with, she was not so nice. She used to go to the same nail salon as I, and she was like, she was not very nice. And so I think that Giuliani actually, in the end, got the woman he deserved. But now he's getting...
We got to wrap up because we got to go. Out of time.
Well, let's just leave it there and just watch.
Today was I don't know what happened. I lost contact, or the studio lost contact with me. Maybe it's something on my end. I'll look into it. But we definitely have a date for tomorrow, and we continue our discussions then. Thanks so much for tuning in today and being with me today, even through the sound of silence. All right. We'll hook up again tomorrow. Bye-bye.